This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 28. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 31 to 32. It says there, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all others in his house. End of quote. Paul and Silas, in their missionary journey, stayed in the city of Philippi for a few days, and there they met with a slave fortune teller. She had a spirit inside her, and she predicted the future of people. When I see the fortune telling business growing these days and makes wallet full of money, I remember this fortune teller described in the Bible who had a demon spirit inside her. Listen, the Bible truthfully informs all you should know about the future. You do not need to waste your money and time following fortune tellers. The woman earned a lot of money for her slave owners because of her success in fortune telling. When she met Paul and his group, she shouted and said, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." End of quote. She kept on announcing this about them for many days. You see, even the demons and evil spirits know the truth. However, Paul became so annoyed and said to the spirit inside her, he said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." In the same moment, the spirit left her. You see, the name of Jesus Christ delivers people who are in bondage and under the evil spirit. Only the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, can set them free from bondage and possessions. Pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ to be delivered from various addictions and bondages. You can also search for an evangelist or Bible teacher who can help you. They can pray in the name of Jesus Christ. However, when her owners realized the hope of making money from her was gone, they got angry. They got hold of Paul and Silas and brought them before the magistrates and falsely accused and gave a bad report about them. The magistrates ordered Paul and his friends to be stripped and to be beaten with rods. After severe beatings, they were thrown into prison, and a jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. The jailer placed them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks and was responsible for keeping them there. However, in the midnight hours, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. You see, even after severe flogging that resulted in bruises and wounds all over their bodies, Paul and Silas could not contain the divine joy inside them. Friends, such is the joy of salvation and knowing and serving Lord Jesus Christ. All the prisoners were listening to their songs and prayers in the midnight hours. As they were praying and singing hymns, God stepped in for their miraculous deliverance. A violent earthquake shook the foundations of the prison. Doors of the prison were opened and chains came loose. All prison doors opened and everyone's chain came loose. The jailer woke up and he was afraid. He took his sword to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. However, Paul said to him, "Do not harm yourself. We all are here." They did not run away when the doors were opened. The jailer rushed and fell trembling before Paul and Silas and asked this question, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" Our today's insight is the answer to that important question from the jailer. Paul and Silas replied immediately and said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." End of quote. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all people in his house. As he and his household were listening to the word of God, God changed his heart. Now, as you listen to these words, dear ones, God can save you by changing your heart to believe in Jesus Christ. The jailer washed their wounds from the flogging received in the prison. He and his family were saved and baptized by their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts 16:34, the Bible records the jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. He was full of joy because he found salvation in Jesus Christ. Dearly beloved, what Paul and Silas shared with the jailer was the most crucial matter of his life, and he understood it. The jailer feared the authorities would kill him because prison doors were opened and the chains were loosed. You see, each of us, every one of us, will die one day. However, to be saved from an eternity without God, which is in essence the hell, you need to believe in the Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the good news called the gospel. Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again in your place for all of your sins and shortcomings. All your good works that you tried to do would never save you. Good works should follow your salvation. It is the relationship with the Son of God, Jesus Christ, that saves you. Greg Glory of Harvest Crusade used to say this: heaven is not for good people. Heaven is for forgiven people. Think about it. Have you been saved? Have you been received the forgiveness of God? By believing and accepting Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you will be saved here on this earth and afterlife. The blood of Jesus Christ would forgive all your sins and shortcomings. You can face death with a smile and a blessed hope without fear. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe in the word I heard today. And your word said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. I believe the word that I heard, and I believe in Jesus Christ. I know he died and rose again for all of my sins. Come to my life, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.